This is a mindfulness track to help you practice mindfulness while breastfeeding. With mindfulness, we are enhancing our ability to notice and to just be with our experience. This helps us not only develop our mindfulness muscle so that we can be mindful in daily life and be present with the good stuff, but also so we can pause and notice our experience that may not be pleasant. Open up to that experience, allow it, so we have the energy, we have the ability, we have the choice to act according to our values or goals rather than in autopilot. This exercise is important because it not only helps us develop mindfulness, but to really be there for this experience and connect with your baby. So for a start, we're going to focus on bodily sensations. You might want to close your eyes so you can put your full attention to this, but it's okay to keep them open. So I want you to start by just noticing your arms, your chest, your tummy, wherever you notice the sensation of the baby in your arms or on your lap. Bringing a curious stance to that experience. Now notice the sensations in your hands as you touch the baby or the baby's clothing. Just noticing. Bringing a curiosity to these sensations. And as you're feeding, if you're breastfeeding, notice the sensations on your nipples or breast. Just noticing. Could feel good. It could feel bad, there might be pain. But what we're doing is we're cultivating an attitude of openness to whatever that experience is, accepting and allowing. So now I want you to switch from the physical sensations and I want you to notice the sounds. It might be the sounds coming from the baby, or it might be other sounds you can hear. But I want you to purposefully notice the sound. The mind might want to label it as good, bad, funny, interesting. And that's perfectly normal. But what I want you to do is just notice sound. The mind will wonder might think, and if it does, notice thinking, and then gently bring yourself back to sound. And now switch attention to another one of your senses. So you can notice if there's any smells. Notice the smells. So we're just being present with the different smells we can smell, and really being curious and open, noticing those smells. Now, I want you to focus your attention on what you can see. Start by noticing a small part of your baby's face, or her or his fingers, and really focus in on a small part of the baby. Just noticing. And then when you choose, switch your attention to another part of the baby. And now you may want to pull your attention out to just noticing your baby. Now I want you to notice your emotions. Notice what's going on in your chest. Maybe your stomach, neck, heart. Just notice the feelings that are arising. Once again, they may be pleasant feelings. You may be noticing what it feels like to adore this little creature. Or you might feel anxious or a different emotion right now, and that's all okay. What I'm asking you to do is notice. Notice how this turns up in your body. Practice being with these different emotions. And now I want you to reflect briefly on yourself and your values. Remind yourself who you would like to be as a mother. There's no perfect mother, but we all have our own values and the things that we're striving for. So as a mother, you may want to be patient, kind, fun, engaged, mindful. There may be different words to describe the qualities you would like to bring to your actions as a mother. Perhaps take a moment to identify them. And internalize them so that they can be a guide for your actions as you move through the day. And in the difficult times, you'll be able to pause, take a breath, and notice what's going on inside, and reconnect with your values. Who do I want to be as a mother? For my baby, but also for myself. So if you've identified kind or loving, remember to be kind and loving to yourself as well as to your baby. Take a deep breath. Let it go. And you can continue on being mindful, or you may choose to do something else for the rest of the feed.